Welcome to our pre-show here, Philly Dog with you. I was just listening to some music. Anybody out there, you'd have to be old like me. There's a band called the 13th Floor Elevator. That was from the late 60s when everybody thought that what was really happening was mind expansion using hallucinogenic drugs, breaking free of the American mindset, traditional American mindset of hard work and dedication means you'll succeed in life, because we were beginning to realize that that didn't necessarily work for everybody, you know. And by that I mean we had just begun dealing with Jim Crow and the reality of race in America. So everybody was suddenly walking around with their eyes open. Look at this shit. This is what's going on, man. And also, for the very first time in the history of the fucking country, people embraced the idea that the government was lying. Why? Because the casualty numbers coming back from Vietnam were bullshit. Every fucking week, they talk about North Vietnamese soldiers killed. Next week, 1 million North Vietnamese soldiers. How many fucking millions of North Vietnamese soldiers did they fucking have? So the numbers were complete bullshit, and the newspapers were just printing this shit as if it was real. And people finally started, wait a second, that's a fucking lie. So a term came up called the credibility gap. There's a credibility gap. What does that mean? Well, there's a gap between what you're fucking telling us and what the truth is. That was a very polite way of saying, you guys are full of shit. This was the first time that any of this shit was dealt with. Today, it doesn't take a fucking brain surgeon. You'll find every other guy, the government lies. Everybody assumes the government lies. They're always lying. I bet you the government is more truthful now maybe than it ever has been. I'd lay fucking money on it. I'd lay money on it. I mean, I'm talking about things that can be discussed, not top secret shit, you know. But it's too late for that now, so nobody trusts anybody. But so that was it's late. Here's Phil yawning again. that was what was going on. So suddenly everybody was going, that's happening, and that's happening, and that's happening, and that's happening. All this shit's happening. We didn't see this shit before. Take another hit of acid. Yeah, look at the shit that I'm seeing on this acid, right? I used hallucinogenics at one point in my life. It's like I smoked weed. I stopped smoking weed because I didn't feel good smoking weed. It didn't do for me what it did for a lot of people. In the very early stages of my smoking grass, yeah, it was cool. I could understand how, you know, people liked it. I kind of liked it. But then it wore out its welcome with me, man. It was too dumb. I felt dumb every time I smoked that shit. My biochemistry was more aligned with speed. I think I was talking about this the other day. Now, the most profound fucking thing that I think I ever saw or heard or thought of when I was on a hallucinogenic drug was that the Space Baby from 2001, A Space Odyssey. Remember how the movie ends with that floating embryo? I suddenly understood that. I can't tell you what it was, but I had what the Buddhists call Satori. I had this flash of enlightenment. Oh yeah. Oh God. Now I understand what that baby is. We're in the baby. We are the baby. You know. In fact, where I'm standing right now, this might be the eyeball of the baby. It was, you know. And now that I tell you about it, you're probably thinking you're nuts. And subsequent to that, I thought I was nuts. But at the time, I thought I had just discovered some profound ass shit. Okay. We have today on the show Ted Bell and the guys from Ted's of Beverly Hills, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. Right? Yeah. And they're talking about the fashion show, Circle of Taste Spring Fashion Show at Western Estates.